Thank you for life, that we are alive and well. Thank you that we slept and woke up. Thank you for the gift of the brand new man. Thank you for all these glorious testimonies. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for addition to your church. Thank you for life unto life. Thank you for safety. Thank you for favor. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for good health. Thank you for peace of mind. Thank you for blessings that money can buy. Thank you for blessings that money cannot buy. Take the glory in the name of Jesus. This morning we count our blessings and name them one by one. As we continue counting, Father, I thank you because each one that appear before you on this day too, in the name of Jesus, let each one find favor before you. Let each one be strengthened with strength in their inner man. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Amen. And people of God, we shout a big amen.
Amen.
Lord bless you and your household in Jesus' name. You may mute your devices temporarily. We are going to pray this morning. We are here going to continue our line of prayers that we started yesterday. Now, but before we pray, turn your Bible with me quickly to the scripture God has been taking us through. That's the book of Second Peter chapter one. Now, our next, when you look at from verse 5, we have been looking at manifesting wonders without number. What are the keys? What are the secrets? And our next secret that we've been looking at, which comes with its own sub, is the godly character. Godly character. We've looked at, by the help of God, we look at diligence, we look at faith, with 2 Peter chapter 1, from verse 5. We've looked at knowledge. We've looked at knowledge. We've looked at temperance. We've looked at patience. And now today is godliness. Now I read verse 6. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. Godliness. The word godliness is combination of two words, God and liness. It simply means carrying or reflecting the nature of God. If you want to see wonders without number, then you need to carry and manifest the nature of God. What is the nature of God? The whole Bible is filled of the nature of God. But he was talking to one of his prophets. He was speaking to one of his prophets. I believe Prophet Joel. He said, what does the Lord desire? He said, mercy, justice, righteousness, and so on. Pleading for the oppressed, setting the captives free. Praising the Lord, rejoicing always, not murmuring, not complaining. Giving of thanks, singing psalms and hymns in your heart, desiring the will of the Lord, and the list is ending. So from Genesis to Revelation, it reveals the nature of God. And so, brethren, for you and I to manifest wonders without number, you need to manifest the nature of God, godliness. That means when you speak, God must be seen in it. When you dress, God must be seen in it. When you visit a place, the moment you appear, God must be seen in it. In your attitude, in your character, in your behavior, God must be evidenced in them. Godliness is as simple as that. It's as simply manifesting the nature of God. And you know what? The world is full of wickedness. There are a lot of things that the world is dealing with. But when we manifest godliness, we are spared from the errors of this world. I want you to know that even unbelievers are looking for godliness. They don't know the way to go about it. It's for you to tell them. I want you to also know that God answers prayer. We can achieve godliness by studying the Word of God. We can achieve godliness in place of prayer, corporate fellowship, like the one we are having this morning, like the one we had yesterday, the one we are going to have tomorrow, first and second service, and also communion. When you can achieve godliness, when you yield yourself to corporate worship like this, corporate prayer meetings like this, when you take your own personal time, instead of sitting with your phone first thing in the morning, let your Bible be the first thing that attracts your attention. Let the word of God, that's how to manifest godliness. Listen to the word of faith. You feel down, listen to the word of faith. Study the Bible. Devote yourself to prayer. That's how to manifest godliness. And anyone who manifests godliness, now, they will definitely manifest wonders without number. I want you to bow down your head as we pray, as we get ready to pray now. And your prayer point is simple. Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me again this morning. Be glorified. In the name of Jesus, go ahead, lift up your voice. My Father, I praise you for sending your word unto me this morning, teaching me that I should manifest godliness. That God must be revealed to me. God must be revealed in me. God must be revealed in everything that I do. Lord, I thank you for your word you have sent unto me. I thank you for your word you have brought unto us. Lord, grace to be due of this word to manifest godliness today. Lord, every moment of my day, every second, Lord, grant unto me. Grant to my wife, my children, my brother, all my brethren, grant to every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. One of the blessings that money cannot buy, that oftentimes we tend to take granted for granted, is the blessings of people in your life. The blessings of people in your life. The blessings of people in your life. Though you may not have all the money you desire right now, but God has placed good people around you. God has placed godly people around you. God has placed helpers around you. God has placed people that encourages you around you. That is one of the gifts. So you are going to pray this morning. You are going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, please empower me to manifest godliness. Every moment of my day, go ahead and pray in this month in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, empower me to manifest godliness in this month of grace. In the name of Jesus, you have promised that you'll be our God. You have promised that we will shine as the brightness of the firmament. Lord, empower me to manifest godliness. Empower all your children to manifest godliness. In Jesus' mighty name, we are framed. Your next prayer point, you are doing well. You are going to unmute your devices as we pray our next set of prayer. I want to be sure that you are there praying, not that maybe you're sleeping or doing something else, or you're on the phone. You are going to pray and say,
Every Philistine.
Working hard to attack my marriage and career. Working hard to attack my dream and vision. Spiritually and physically. Father, destroy their counsel in this new moment.
Father, destroy their counsel in the
world. Demand something but not wise enough.
The Philistine was walking out.
We are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
It looks like I'm only hearing two voices. I know we are more than two. I want you to pray. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My household and I shall not be victim of gunshot in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any pain or discomfort in my body. Hindering me from praising God or from praying the way I should pray. Come out by fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, any form of pain or discomfort can be hindered me time is not our friend. Let's take three more. Your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus, I will not die with my enemies. Deliver my soul from the trap of death. Make that a prayer. Pray for your household. There shall not be miscarriage in our midst in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All our married sisters carrying babies already, there shall be no loss.
Amen.
In due time, we will rejoice with you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We The next prayer point, I want you to pray. If you have not been praying, pray this second to the last prayer point very well. Every negative thought fighting my destiny and manifestation this year. I cast you down in the name of Jesus. Amen. So that we may understand, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10, from verse 3 to 5, that what we have to do with every thought that have exalted itself, ungodly thought, we are to cast them down. If you're thinking of death, you're thinking of failure, you're thinking of how you'll be laid up, you're thinking of how, you know, you may not survive, you're thinking of how sickness may come near your body, you're thinking of how that thing may not work, they are against your destiny. You're thinking about your marriage, you're thinking, but your thinking are not godly. They are against your destiny and money. So you are going to pray and say, every evil thought,
every evil thought.
Imaginations.
Imagination
that are against my destiny and my manifestation this year.
I
cast it down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you take each prayer serious, every prayer offered in every of our meeting, I want you to know they are capable of delivering you from the trap of the wicked. And lastly, before you pray your final, your personal prayer, you are going to pray and say, My Father, in the name of Jesus,
in this month,
use me to turn many to righteousness. And my path I will not cross paths with strange women and strange men in the name of Jesus. My Father, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Now you may mute your devices in one minute or so. Ask the Lord, what do you want him to do for you on this day? Maybe there are prayer points that have been mentioned that pertains to you and you did not pray well. You have opportunity now. Pray it well. Pray it well. Talk to God. Maybe there are evil thoughts fighting your destiny. Cast them down. Maybe there are strange women and strange men locking around your household, locking around your husband, locking around your wife, your children. Pray this morning and say, Father, destroy their counsel. They will not find us. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. My Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this morning. You brought your word briefly unto us, but we know it's capable of changing our life forever on godliness. Please help each one of us to pursue godliness every moment of our life. Use us to turn many to righteousness this month. This month, Father, distance your children from strange men and strange women who are appearing to be their friends, but rather their enemy. This morning, Father, I pray, any thoughts, any evil thoughts, fighting the destiny of your children, hindering their manifestation this year, in the name of Jesus, be free from such demonic thoughts in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today, on this day too, doors are open unto you. The Lord bless you and your household. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. By the time we gather tomorrow for first and second service and communion service, you will have testimonies. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are sick in your body, be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. I want to encourage you when coming tomorrow, invite somebody, send somebody a reminder. Oh, I look forward to seeing you in church. Your neighbor, knock at your door. And in doing so, God will remember you for good. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hey, Brother Samuel Bushola is in the house. Please wait behind. God bless you.